This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith for Conversations in Medicine. Carol Harrison, our guest today, is living with a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. She is a research associate with the Parkinson's Disease Foundation. Welcome, Carol.
Thank you.
How long have you been living with Parkinson's, and how was it diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in April 2003 after a couple of years of trying to find out what it was, various symptoms. I thought it was a stroke. And so I finally went into the doctor and found out I was diagnosed with Parkinson's.
It's a loss of dopamine neurons in the brain?
That's a simplified explanation. If anybody wants to know more, they probably could go look it up because it's much more than that.
Well, we really want to talk about the second annual Parkinson's Disease Conference. It's being held at Pennington Biomedical Research Center in Baton Rouge. It's on Saturday, July 27th. Has a lineup of a lot of well-known doctors in Baton Rouge, as well as researchers from Louisiana and Illinois. There's also an attorney, Carol, who will discuss you are not Parkinson's reclaiming positive perspective.
Yes, John, I met him at the first training I went to in October of 2010, and he was excellent. And I put his name in the hat as for someone to suggest for speakers. And we'll see.
Is his knowledge personal,
or yes.
It's personal?
Yes, he has Parkinson's.
That is very interesting. I know this is something you wanted to talk about. Which speakers' presentations are the most interesting to you?
Well, I always get very excited about anything that has to do with exercise and fitness, and nutrition as well.
Well, we are going to give a website, though, because we want people to sign up for the event. And I've got it here, www.pbrc. Those are the letters for Pennington Biomedical Research Conference. Yes. edu/events/Parkinson's. And if you have a problem and you can't remember this or haven't written it down, you can call WRKF. And the lady who will answer the phone, I'm certain of it, our editor, B. Cole, will have it at her desk and
Good.
Let you know.
Great.
And are there any other things that we should be telling the public that, in order for them to get involved?
If you want to get in touch with via phone number, 225-763-2946.
And you are involved with the Parkinson's Disease Foundation.
Yes.
What do you do as part of that program?
I'm a research advocate, and I try to find people who are willing to experience research. And I know it's a scary thing, but if you call pdf.org, you'll find, or not call, but send a note to, you'll find some really wonderful people, so don't be afraid to research.
You say that people with PD aren't volunteering for studies. Why?
I think fear. Probably, of a medication that they might be taking. There's placebos most of the time, and there's, you know, how that goes. I mean, first time I volunteered, I wondered if the medication had created something in my body. Of course, that's a natural way to think, but I look at it this way. I have medications that will help me, that help me are currently, and so somebody volunteered, was the first volunteer to make it possible that I'm able to sit here wiggling and squirming, and my voice is getting weak, but I'm here.
And we thank you so much for coming, because I know that many persons are frightened about these studies for the very reasons that you cited. In other words, some people are given a placebo, some people are given the drug that they're studying, and therefore people don't want to be the one to get the placebo. And I'm guilty of the same thing. So it's I give kudos to you for becoming involved. And it's very important that we know what the researchers are saying about what's on the horizon. Do they expect a cure within this century, shall we say?
It could actually be any day, but that doesn't mean that they necessarily have something that they're ready to give to a person with Parkinson's, but it's constantly working. I'm constantly receiving and seeking out information.
I'm going to give that info at pdf.org site again. And as I stated prior to this, you can get all of the information if you phone WRKF 926-3050. and the person answering will have the information. I want to thank you, Carol Harrison, for coming.
Oh, thank you.
This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith and Beacle Editor for Conversations in Medicine.